Hey there, Stacey Tuschel here, and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. Today, we're going to go back to a Facebook Live post I recently did about how to turn your mistakes into opportunities to create raving fans. So let's head off to the show.
Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel.
Hey guys, thanks for joining. Stacey Tuschel here, and I am a business owner, an author, and basically, what I want to talk to you about today is how to take your complaints and turn them into opportunities to create raving fans. Now, recently, I bought an Archon mount to do Facebook Live and things like this, and I've heard nothing but great things about Archon, and I purchased one of their mounts, and all of a sudden, a few weeks later, one of the tripod pieces broke. And you know, as when you buy something, you get upset when you realize how quickly things can break. So I called up Archon. I let them know that one of their mounts that I just purchased broke. And they immediately said, no worries. Send us a picture of the mount so we can see specifically what happened. And we will send you a replacement right away. Now, Archon used that opportunity to create a raving fan out of me. They had two options. One could have said, no, sorry, it's not in warranty right now. You know, you've had it way too long. Or number two, what they did was say, we'll fix it. And because of that, you've got me right now talking about what a great company Archon is and why you should purchase from them, because they're going to fix mistakes that pop up. Mistakes are inevitable. So it depends on what the company is going to do and how they're going to fix it. Here's a great example of a company that did not do something they should have. So when I got married almost 8 years ago, I had little chocolate, party favors. I had chocolate party favors for my guests. And on my party favor, it was supposed to say Stacy and Kent. And they spelled my name wrong. They put an E in my name. And, you know, normally it's not a huge deal, but it's my wedding day and I have these on every single person's placemat, like their place card on top of their plate. So it was a big deal. I was not thrilled. I didn't make a big deal out of it that day. And obviously you're getting married. There's a lot going on. So a week later, I reach out and I say, hey, I'm just letting you know this happened. I'm not expecting a refund or anything like that for the product. However, I paid $100 to personalize it. And I was requesting the $100 back because why would I ever pay $100 extra to have my name spelled wrong? So what's crazy is the company responded and said, unfortunately, you didn't respond quick enough. You should have notified us immediately. And second, we didn't print it. We went through a secondary printer and they're the ones that made the mistake. Now, I didn't hire the printer. I hired this specific chocolate company. And the fact that they weren't reimbursing me $100 when I spent several hundred dollars on this, I almost couldn't believe. And let me tell you, I will never use that chocolate company ever again with that situation. And I'm not going to share their name on Facebook, but let me tell you, I have shared their name before to people when their name is brought up locally. So how much money did they save by not reimbursing me the $100? They probably lost, just for me alone, several hundred dollars over the past 8 years. I do a lot of events for corporate and things like that. And I use chocolate companies and I don't use that name specifically. So look at that example and understand that you're not saving money by not helping people. You're creating people to talk poorly about your business. Now, one of the things I've learned from this experience that I do in my business is I have these, we call them an oops card. And the front of the card says, oops, sorry, you know, our mistake, our bad. And the back is a $20 gift card to use for any service they want at our facility. Now, the reason we do this is because we know we're going to make mistakes. That happens. And it's okay if it happens, but you need to go above and beyond as a business owner and figure out what you can do. So maybe at $20, that value wouldn't make sense. So sometimes we have to go above and beyond and even give more if that needs to happen. But what you need to do when you make a mistake is give that person what they were supposed to get and then go another step above and beyond to give them something even more. You want them to say, wow, I can't believe they did that. That is the extra step that other companies aren't going to do, that this is going to separate you from your competitors. Now, Like I said, you can either have them tell this incredible story about how you fixed it, or you can they can share your name publicly about a story that you really don't want out there. So understand, it's okay to make mistakes in your business, and I hope your employees know that too. It's okay to make mistakes, but we need to fix it, and we need to go above and beyond when that happens. So thank you so much for watching. I hope that that helps you create better solutions for when mistakes pop up in your business. And if you want to check out my challenge that I did last week, we did a phone productivity challenge. Feel free to check that out at stacytushel.com/challenge. It's a 5-day phone productivity where we discuss how much is too much when it comes to social media, how to get more productive with alarms, notifications, apps on your phone, and then just a couple other tips to really make sure you're being absolutely the most productive you can be on your smartphone. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Business Rescue Roadmap episode. Today's episode was sponsored by Get Focused Academy. You can check out more information on our online course, getfocusedacademy.com. Before you go, I want to tell you about FreshBooks. Now, before FreshBooks was a sponsor for the show, I was already using them. And I love FreshBooks. They do things like importing expenses directly from your bank account, which means less time entering expenses for that meal, tank of gas, or new computer you just bought. I'm all about productivity, so any way to help me speed up my day is what I'm looking for. So FreshBooks is my go-to tool for a cloud accounting software system. You need to check them out. So right now, FreshBooks is offering a 30-day trial to our Business Rescue Roadmap listeners. So go there to freshbooks.com/rescue and let them know in the How Did You Hear About Us section, say Business Rescue Roadmap, and start your free trial today. All right, catch you next time.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.